Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to be talking about dealing with jealousy. And jealousy is not a new problem, obviously. It goes back way in time. You can find stories in the Bible about jealousy, but I think it's really easy to get caught up in jealousy these days because the internet just takes it to a whole other level, and social media platforms, and you know, people really only paint the best pictures of their lives online typically. And so it's easy to think, oh, their kids are so well behaved, or look how beautiful they look. But you don't know how many takes of that picture they took before they posted it online. But I want you to think about a few things. Have you ever looked at a social media status update by a friend or someone that you know talking about how great things are in their lives and how grateful they are and how wonderful everything is? And have you ever kind of had that gnawing feeling inside where you think, why can't that be me right now? And you know, it stirs up some jealousy, and it kind of takes away and diminishes our own accomplishments that we've been able to accomplish in the last year. Well, there's a great article on the Huffington Post that is an account from a woman who talks about how she kind of has had to deal with jealousy and some things that she's learned to kind of help her not cross over that line into jealousy and more be happy for people and friends that she has. She suggests stepping away from the situation, and she says that in that moment when jealousy strikes, that, you know, it turns its ugly green head, to just walk away, turn off your phone, turn off the computer or the tablet, and just breathe for a minute. And the more you sit there and think about the situation, the more that you will let that jealousy build up, and it will really become a monster. So she says, turn on some music, go for a walk, talk to your partner or a friend or something, and don't hold on to it and let it foster. Just let it go. And understand that jealousy, of course, is natural. And so it's not, you know, shameful to admit that you're jealous, but just kind of breathe and work through it. She also says to take the focus off of yourself. And while jealousy may be there, it just becomes stronger if you're really focused on yourself and your own problems and lack of successes or you know, kind of leaning that direction. So she says this shouldn't be about you. If it's about your pride or your ego, you're destined to fail. And so she says it's hard, but when you focus on others, you will also experience success. And then she also says, you know, to be grateful for what you do have. And we've talked about gratitude recently on this program before. And when things seem bad, or when you see somebody else that things are going really great for, it can be hard to be grateful for the things that you really do have. But she says that every morning she tries to think about three specific different things that she's really grateful for. And she says that it's opened her eyes, it's made her more grateful. And even if you just list one thing a day, she believes that it will open your eyes and that your attitude will change from being jealous to being really grateful. So some things to think about on this Friday. Well, there's a quote from Gordon B. Hinckley, and he says, cultivate an attitude of happiness, cultivate a spirit of optimism, walk with faith, rejoicing in the beauties of nature, in the goodness of those you love, in the testimony which you carry in your heart concerning things divine. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.